Montana. Here's a place I go. It's a town near a lake where I go fishing up on the Flathead Reservation. It's called Hot Springs. And when you drive in to Hot Springs, you get the idea that there are about, 3,000-4,000 people living there, because there are quite a few buildings. And after you've been there a while, you begin to get the creeps, because you just don't see many people. And there's only about 700 people live there. This was a town that bet its future on the medical value of the warm waters that bubble up there, and lost, because the warm waters that bubble up there don't have any medical values, you see. And so all these overnight hotels that were thrown up for the quick buck went broke, and that's why you have so many buildings around there. People bet on the come, and which happens sometimes out west. This is called Hot Springs. You arrived, arthritic for the cure, therapeutic qualities of water and the therapeutic air. 25 years later, you limp out of bars, hoping rumors will revive. Some doctor will discover something curative in natural steam. You have a choice of abandoned homes to sleep in. Motels constructed on the come went broke before the final board was nailed. Operative still, your tainted fantasy and the deluxe hotel. You have ached taking your aches up the hill. Another battery of tests, terrible probe of word and needle. Always the fatal word, when we get old, we crumble. They wave from the ward, and you creak back down to streets with wide lots between homes. When that rare tourist comes, you tell him you're not forlorn. There are advantages here. Easy pace of day, slow circle of sun. If someday a cure is announced, for instance, the hot springs work, you will walk young again in Spokane, find startling women. You wonder why you feel empty and frown, and why goodbyes are hard. You go out healthy on the gray, thin road, and when you look back, no one is waving. They kept no record of your suffering, wouldn't know you if you returned without your cane, your grin.